Hello, and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. The well-known and beloved hymn, I Need Thee Every Hour, has been performed for years all over the world and has touched people with its simple message of our eternal dependence on God. And it's about to get a makeover, though, by the Bonner family. They are comprised of 8 extremely talented siblings who got together for this special project and sang the hymn with a new spin as part of a music video now available on the Mormon Channel, and it's called I Am Here. And one of those 8 siblings is here with us today, Yehosh Bonner, and he's going to talk to us about what this experience was like. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you today, Charlotte.
Absolutely. So, Yehosh, how did you get started in music?
Ever since I can remember, music has been a vital part of my family's life, our upbringing, how we lived. My mom is a vocal coach. She's pretty well known, Deborah Bonner. And she's been teaching ever since I was young, and it's been a big part of our family's income.
I know your family came from all over the country, all over North America, really. What does it feel like to come together like this and sing a hymn with your family and create something for the church?
It was really special because growing up, we've always sang. My mom has always had us involved in her productions and then just doing things within the wards that we were a part of growing up. And so it was a great time to reflect and to remember a lot of the great times that we had growing up and singing together. And we haven't done anything like this since we all were, you know, teenagers or, mm-hmm. you know, living in the house. So it was good to, you know, come together, and it wasn't a holiday, but to come together and to do something that we love so much for, you know, this missionary effort and to do something in music.
Awesome. So as you've been singing and performing and working on this song, I Need Thee Every Hour, how has the message taken on new meaning for you?
Like I said, music has always been a really important part of our lives, and it's been a huge part of our spiritual growth. So it's always had a deep meaning for me mm-hmm. personally, knowing that I have a loving Father in heaven, that's love is eternal. I'm going to make mistakes, but knowing that because I am a child of God, I am entitled to his help, and I receive that help through the Comforter, through the Holy Spirit, and through the perfect example of our Savior. So it's just a great time to remember. I don't know if it's taken on a deeper meaning because my feeling about the hymn is already so deep. However, being able to do it in the Bonner way mm-hmm. and to add a little bit of our cultural background to it and how we feel and all of our testimonies together through music, I guess it does make me feel the Spirit stronger.
Yeah. So this video just got released today, and it's going to be seen by people all over the world. What do you hope that they feel and understand as they watch you and your family sing?
I hope they can feel our love for the gospel, our understanding of knowing that our Savior is there for us, to comfort us. I hope that they can feel and understand that, man, this church is for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, when you come into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you don't change who you are. You bring those characteristics, you bring your culture, and you enrich and bless the lives of the people that are around you. So I hope that they can see that, you know, this is a place where your faith is only strengthened. It's not taking away from what you believe, but it's strengthening your relationship with the Savior.
And do you have any advice for someone who might be listening, who's struggling to know if God is really there, if he's out there, if he's listening, if he cares about them? What would you say to them?
Try his gospel like a science experiment. Give it a shot. Pray. Ask. You have nothing to lose. It's so important to know whether or not there is an all-powerful being out there that is aware of you. Because once you realize that you are a child of our Father in heaven, I think the decisions that we make, how we look at life, how we treat each other, changes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely worth it to just give it a shot, you know, try prayer, try reading the scriptures, and then apply those principles to your life and see how you feel and see how the Spirit will change your perspective.
Yeah. And like you said, it'll only change you for the better.
Absolutely.
When you do that.
Absolutely. It'll only change you for the better.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being here and sharing your thoughts with us today, Yehosh.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. So to watch this beautiful, brand new music video that came out today, check out I Am Here on MormonChannel.org, as well as our YouTube channel, and you'll get to see Yehosh and his siblings and parents in action. And they really are such a talented family, and we're so grateful for them sharing their talents with us. And we're going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS leader, Elder Brent H. Nielsen. And really, one of the greatest ways to show God that we need him is to pray. And Elder Nielsen said, quote, "If the Savior of the world felt the need for constant prayer, how much greater is our need? The Savior clearly understood that prayer is essential to our earthly existence." And we need that prayer every hour. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.